From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Liz Pelka reporting. Russia has tested an array of new strategic nuclear weapons. President Vladimir Putin said the new weapons couldn't be intercepted and also raised Western concerns about a potential renewed arms race in the 21st century.
Russia was and remains a big nuclear state. But no one wanted to speak with us constructively. No one has listened to us. You listen to us now.
The Russian leader emphasized that the development of new weapons that have no equivalent in the West came in response to the U.S. withdrawal from a Cold War-era treaty banning missile defenses and U.S. efforts to develop a missile defense system. This is the third and possibly last day of a Russia-ordered five-hour humanitarian pause in the fighting in the eastern Ghouta area of Syria. However, no civilians have used the lull to leave the rebel-held suburbs. Meanwhile, the Union of Medical Care and Relief Organizations members say the fighting has worsened in the rebel-held area. This since the UN Security Council 30-day ceasefire resolution was adopted Saturday. Lisa Schlein reports.
The chairman of the organization, Ghanem Tayara, says the resolution has been completely ignored.
There have been more than 90 persons killed. There have been so many frequent attacks on medical facilities, on hospitals, airstrikes, shelling, bombing.
Additionally, Tayara says one child has died and 19 other people sickened from a chlorine gas chemical attack by Syrian government forces. Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
More on VOANews.com. This is VOA News.